Hello and welcome to the fourth episode of The Elite Interviews. I'm joined, as always, by my co-host, Cum.
Hi.
And a special guest for this fourth episode is none other than Ian Fallons from England. Ian, if you want to introduce yourself.
Hello, guys.
He'll be joining us. We're currently on day 50 of the Elite Summer Contest. We've just finished up round two and are heading into the Sweet 16. Clark Ilu is the match today. And let's start out. I know earlier, Cum, you had been saying that with Ilu's great play, he'd have a shot at Clark today. Do you still feel he has a legitimate chance at taking down the former champ?
I think there's definitely a chance. I mean, in this contest, we've seen a little bit of a changing of the guard from the older school to the newer school. A good match where that was shown was Trent against Expert. I think Clark is a lot more popular than Expert is, but Ilu definitely has a shot at this one.
Okay. Fal, would you agree, or do you see Clark still being able to take this one?
I think I can see Clark actually taking that one. Ilu, yeah, he's done well in games and all that, but I think the old school will come out for Derek, and I think he'll just take it there.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that is one of the things that I like most about this contest, is I think it might be the first year that we've had such a good balance between old school and new school, where it's still possible for a goose to pull, you know, a big Marsh upset. But then on the other hand, it's not like all the old classics, Snap and Matt, are still moving on ahead. So I think it's a good balance this year.
And now Goose can shut up about not being mentioned in a podcast.
Yes, he was.
Well, there you go, Goose.
Well, let's just head right into, then, Goose's next match. He's pulled off two major upsets. He's beaten one Brian. Does he have a shot at the Brian who is currently dual champ? Does he have a legitimate chance there, would you say?
I wouldn't say it's a legitimate chance. There's always some off chance that something really random happens and only the new school's online or something, but Boss is just, he's too strong. He's done too much even from the last contest into this one, even with his retirement and everything. And a lot of people forget that he was 4 votes away from being in the championship match last year, so he's had to face a lot of hard competition in the contest in the past, and this is another, it might be a tough match for him just because of the same fan base. A lot of the GoldenEye players might go over to Goose's side, but I think Boss should be able to take this one.
Fal, would you agree? Does Boss have this fairly easily in your mind?
I wouldn't say fairly easily. I think Goose will push him, but I think Boss will eventually come out on top. Probably about 10 votes a win, I'd imagine.
Okay. I don't know. To me, it seems like a bad match for Goose just because of the SSF in the GoldenEye world. Just
SSF.
I have a hard time seeing that swing Goose's way, but I've been wrong about Goose twice, and maybe I'll be wrong a third time.
I have faith in him.
You have faith in him, okay. Well, as a new schooler, that would be expected. Let's talk about, let's see here, what did you think about that Snap Wobbs match, come? Was that about what you expected, 55% for Snap, or did you think he'd win by more in that one?
It's about what I expected, especially after the first round where Wobbs pretty much dominated against Greg. But Snap still is one of the most popular around, and he's got a lot of backing from a lot of the different categories of people. He's got pretty much all the old school backing against anybody, and then a lot of the GoldenEye and Perfect Dark players will recognize him as the guy who pretty much started everything up. So I think it was as close as I expected it, just because of Wobbs being so popular lately and popular with the Europeans, but Snap's win didn't surprise me at all.
Okay. as a European Fal, were you expecting a little more out of Wobbs, or is that about where you had him pegged?
No, Wobbs, he did put up a pretty good fight, but Snap, we are the old school behind him, and basically, like Cum said, basically created the thing that we're in now. To be honest, I didn't expect anything other than Snap to win.
Okay. Speaking of very good matchups coming up for the Sweet 16, we got Paragon Heinrich, which MG ran, ended up being a 65% win to Paragon. Very impressive. Whereas Wouter had a bit of a tough time against QB, only managing 59%. After those respective showings, would you say Paragon is the favorite heading into Wouter and Paragon? Come, what would you say there?
I don't really think there is a favorite in that matchup. It's another one of those toss-up matches. We had a lot of those in the last round. This one, it really can go either way. I don't think it's going to be any more than a 5-0 difference between them in the end. If anything, I would say that Wouter has the edge because of his world records they just unhoarded, but I can't really call it either way right now.
Wait, he unhoarded his world records?
Two of them.
Or just earlier today? Or
No, like a couple weeks ago.
Oh, okay. I thought he had some massive unhoard, so...
Okay. No.
Okay, sorry about that interruption. Fal,
John never knows what's really going
no.
on, so...
I don't know, I'm kind of...
He's keeping up on the perfect world. Dark news right now.
Yes.
Yeah,
right on top of that. Right on top of that.
So when's the POM going to be updated next?
It could be any day. It could be any day. You just never know. Fal, what do you think of there? Paragon, Wouter, who is the favorite in that one, in your mind?
Well, I think it's going to be close, but I can see Paragon just snatching it. But lately, he's been coming into chat a lot, and I think some of the chat mm-hmm. go towards him. And, I mean, Wouter's a great guy, and I mean, Paragon's, but they've both done similar achievements. And to be honest, I think Paragon will just take it by probably 3 or 4 votes.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, they performed similarly in the All-Time Elite Awards about, you know, the best champ of all time for either game. So I really like that matchup. And yeah, I hadn't thought of that, how Paragon's been staying in chat, staying active there. Then, let's see, we got Shade put up 64% on SZ. Were you surprised at that somewhat low percentage for a Shade match, come?
No, I don't think it was as low a percentage as we can think it is, because there weren't as many votes as the normal matches had this year. It was, mm-hmm. what, 71 or 69 votes.
On that one, yes.
Which isn't as much as we've normally had. I think if we had a normal vote total in the 80s, that it probably would have been a bigger percentage towards Shade. But I think Shade's still... He's pretty much rolling through the first two rounds, and he should be able to go through the next round pretty easily, too, against Trent. It's going to be interesting to see how he matches up against Paragon if he faces him, or how the rematch against Wouter will go.
Mm-hmm. I think, either of those is a very tough matchup for Shade.
I think the Paragon match will be a lot tougher as far as he might have a chance to lose that one. I don't think mm-hmm. he would have any chance to really lose against Wouter. I think it would just be extremely close.
Mm-hmm.
And but Paragon, he might be able to lose just because of the PD vote and the old school vote.
Yeah, we saw that last year, and it was a very good match, but Shade did have it pretty much in hand the whole way. Fal, you know, you're a good friend of SZ. Were you happy with him holding 64% on Shade in that one?
Well, I mean, yeah, I put up a pretty good showing, and I didn't expect him to get at least 25 votes. I mean, Shade's one of the most popular people around, and he proved that by winning the contest last year.
Mm-hmm.
But I mean, I think a lot of some of the chat that went towards SC, because obviously SC seems to be a bit more rounded chat than Shade is.
Mm-hmm.
But the results are not as I expected, and due to the low vote total, because obviously you weren't taking the votes,
mm-hmm.
I expected a bit more for Shade.
There were 3 extremely old school votes for SC. Just 3.
Three.
Really?
three really, really old ones.
Okay.
Use your imagination.
Okay.
They were having a party, I heard.
Oh,
don't get started on that.
Okay. Okay. Okay.
You guys are slow.
Yeah, jeez. My brain isn't working as fast as it should be today.
Still thinking about that.
I got it now. I got it now, but okay. So, anyways, oh yeah, I just wanted to say that the 69, you know, was a little bit poor, not quite what we expected there, but regardless, a big thank you to M. Gay for his work during that week I was gone. You know, the vote totals were a little bit down, but compared to what has happened, you know, in some past years, I won't name names.
I will.
but we've seen some very poor totals, and I think it was just a case of, you know, the older guys not being as familiar with MG, not as willing to IM him as they are me, which accounts for, you know, just the relatively minor difference between vote totals. So a big hand for MG for his work, and with the bios and everything. Well, let's get into that match. 68%. Now, I know I said in the write-up how it was a similar situation with Neo, and he got beat with 77%. Do you think that performance is anything to be disappointed in if you were MG come?
I wouldn't be disappointed at all. It's a tough match, and Matthias, he's pretty much doing what Shade is on the other side of that. On the other side of that bracket, he's pretty much just going through these rounds and not having any difficulty at all. It seems like it's turning out a lot like last year, where those two are just completely dominating the field more so than any other people. So it'll be an interesting rematch to see that one too in the final four if it happens,
mm-hmm.
which, and all signs are pointing to it happening again. So.
Mm-hmm.
But I wouldn't be disappointed if I was Mike.
Yeah. Same sentiment, Fal? Would you agree with Tom there?
Yeah. I mean, I saw his reaction in chat after the result were announced. And
mm-hmm.
to be honest, I'd have been proud of getting 30 against Matt. Against Matt.
Mm-hmm.
And, I mean, yeah, I think like Cum said, it's going to be interesting to see if that match happens in the final four. And to be honest, I can't see anybody stopping either of them.
Mm-hmm. Heading down just below that, we had the Zeebo and Wool match. Ended up 63% to Wool. I believe that's about what we were expecting based on last podcast. Would you agree, Cum? That was about what you expected there?
Yeah, that was pretty much expected. I thought Wool might have taken it a little bit more, actually.
Mm-hmm.
The match with Wool against Matthias might be a little closer than people think, just because of Wool being so popular,
mm-hmm.
and again, he might be able to steal some of the votes from the same places that Matthias will get his votes from, so
mm-hmm.
I still think that Matthias will win that pretty easily, but
mm-hmm.
Greg should have a nice showing.
So would you say Greg can maybe keep it 60-40-ish, possibly, or is that too big of a...
That sounds about right, I think.
Okay. Fal, would you agree? Do you think Wool has a chance against Matthias, or is this going to be a pretty big win?
It's a tough decision, that one, actually, because I think Wool, he'll get a considerable amount of votes. He'll probably get a bit more than MG, because obviously Wool's been around a lot longer.
Mm-hmm.
But I think Matthias, yeah, will still take it by probably about 15 or so votes.
Okay. Finishing off that bracket, a match which obviously means a lot to these podcasters. Fal went on to chalk up a 37-22 win on the former dual champ. That's about 54%. Come, I asked it last time, I'm asking it now. Are you a Fal believer after that performance?
Not against Snap, no.
Okay. So a nice win and congratulations, but against Snap, you just don't think he can pull it off.
No, Fal has. I think it'll turn out a lot like the match with Wobbs. Snap might win by a little bit more, actually, because of the French vote. Not all the French vote will be there, but I think Snap will take it pretty easily. So, sorry, Fal.
I don't expect any different. I mean, it's a bad match, really, like, but after beating Randy, that's an achievement. So, I mean, as long as I bow out nicely against Snap.
So, Fal, you just see the old school being too dominating in that Snap match for you to overcome. Is that your outlook?
I mean, I think QB said in the chat that said that he thinks I could take it. I mean, I'm glad someone thinks I can, but I don't think I will, to be honest.
Okay. So, assuming that the expected happens, that Snap moves on, that Mathis moves on, does Snap have a legitimate chance at stopping the man who was very nearly champ last year? Do you think the old school could push him through on that one?
No, I don't think so. The old schools should split in that matchup, probably between the older Perfect Dark and the older GoldenEye players. I really don't see anybody in this side stopping Matthias. It'll be a closer match, but it won't be any trouble for him.
Fal, would you agree, or would you say that Snap has a chance at pulling off that upset?
I think it'd be like Snap versus me. Snap will get the same votes that I'd probably get against Snap. So I think Marcus will take it. But we'll probably take it about 60%.
Okay. Sounds reasonable. Yeah, I'm the biggest Snap supporter out there, and in my official bracket, I went with an upset there and said Snap will take him. But yeah, after the way Matt has looked the first two rounds, I really can't see it anymore. For my old school bias, I hope I'm wrong, but yeah, it's definitely an uphill climb for Snap. Hopefully he can keep it close, but we'll see how that goes. Okay, speaking of our former champs, of our Hall of Famers, we had Bosehart go into a very interesting match with former champ Sterling. Ended up with 71% of the vote. Is that about in line with what you expected out of that one, Cum?
Yeah, that's pretty much what you could expect with that match. Last year, it was Luter against Sterling, and it was about the same percent, I think, maybe even a little bit more.
Yeah, I think it was about 73. So.
Yeah, it was around there. So, not to say that Boss is a weaker competitor than Luter, but it was about what you'd expect with Sterling up against that kind of competition.
Fal, did you think more of the dual champ? Were you thinking something more along the lines of 80, or is that about what you thought he'd do?
Yeah, I thought Boss would probably get a bit more votes. I mean, Sterling's not been around for a while. And, I mean, Boss, obviously being the dual champ, I mean, he's a present and Sterling's a past, and I thought, obviously, he's going to get more votes. But, I mean, credit to Sterling, he got 23 votes, and probably I'd be happy against that against Boss. It's what I expected, anyway.
A very good showing there. We talked some about Boss Goose, so let's get into the Aussie battle we have coming up at the bottom of the bracket. FB survived against Nojo, did what Carl could not, probably just, on the strength of not having the anti-votes, got through with 54%, and YE was challenged by Neil, but advanced 58%. In the FB YE match, do you think FB has a chance of pulling off that Aussie upset?
I think there's a chance it'll be a very close match. I don't think it's going to be any more than a 55% win either way.
Mm-hmm.
Just because of FB is just as popular as YE with the PD players. They both were pretty much playing around the same time, a few months difference or so. and then FB has the whole cart backing behind them, mm-hmm. where YE might have some of the older school just because he's the updater now, and they might recognize him more since he was the champ for so long. But it should be a pretty close match. I'd say YE is still the favorite, but I wouldn't be surprised if FB pulled off the upset.
Fal, would an FB upset surprise you?
No, not at all, to be honest. I mean, Neochem, I mean, he got beat by 11 votes, but that is still close against YE. I mean, last year I think he beat me 44-35. And, I mean, if I can get 35 votes against YE, I'm sure FB could get a lot more. And I wouldn't be surprised if FB got the win there.
Now, assuming YE is able to get through, well, let's just say, regardless of the Aussies, does either of them have a legit chance against Bossart, the dual champ coming in off the top, or do you see him advancing to the Final Four fairly easily this year?
I think Boss will be in the Final Four. I don't think either the Aussies or Goose could stop him from that. The match against either YE or FB will be it'll be a closer match. It'll probably be about as close as Matthias and Snap will. But Boss should be able to take it.
Fal, would you agree? Can Boss punch his ticket to the Final Four already?
Yeah, I think it's pretty easy that. I mean, Goose will give him a bit of a fright, but I think Boss will take it and he'll beat YE or FB. And I think he'll get to that Final Four quite easily.
Okay. So far we're favoring Matthias, Shade, and Boss to all get to the Final Four. After his 59% showing on a very strong, surprisingly strong Octo once again, would you say that Clark still has a fairly clear road to the Final Four come?
This match against Illu might show a little bit more of that, because if Illu keeps it close, then I might have an outside shot against Clark, but mm-hmm. I really don't think that either of us will be able to stop Derek.
We talked some about Illu. Fal, do you think that should Kum and Clark play, that Kum has a chance at upsetting him and getting to the Final Four himself?
Personally, yeah, I think he's got a good chance. I mean, if you look at the other voting, I mean, Octo can win, 15 votes? And, I mean, comes more around, you can pull some of those old-school votes away from Derek. And I've got a feeling that, I mean, it's going to be close, and I won't be surprised if Kum won that, to be honest. I mean, I have faith in him.
Yeah.
Good to hear. The 32 votes for Octo is very good, and I don't know if Kum could get all those, because some of those, you know, were the old-school PD kind of guys. But, yeah, I think he should be able to keep it close. I personally still got a favorite Clark. And yeah, so personally I think we're all agreeing that the expected top seeds, as you can kind of guess if you look at the bracket, will be advancing to the Final Four. So let's talk about, assuming they get there, Bossart and Derek Clark. Would you favor the dual champ after what they've done so far this year, Kum, or the former contest champion?
I think, well, Boss's road to the Final Four seems a lot clearer than Derek's, assuming they get there, that they're the favorites. If Derek has a lot of trouble against Illu or trouble against myself, then I think Boss might have a pretty good shot against him. But if Derek is able to take this match against Illu today and then beat me by about 55% or so, then I think he'll have the advantage over Boss.
So too early to say.
Yeah.
On that one.
I'm in disagreement.
Okay. Who are you favoring, Fal?
I'd favour Boss, to be honest. I mean, it's all going to depend how many votes Kum can get against Derek Clark. I mean, obviously if he wins, it'll be different matter. But if, say, Derek beats him by about a few votes, then I've got a feeling Boss will take it, because obviously Boss is more present and he's a current dual champ. I mean, it'll still be close, but I've got a feeling Boss will take it.
Yeah.
I'm riding on a lot of the trends from the past contests where Boss was... He wasn't as strong as he was perceived to be. Mm-hmm. In the first one, it was largely unknown just because he was pretty new still then. That was, a year after he showed up. And then the second one, losing to Neo, obviously, that hurts a little bit. And then the close match against Shade shows that he has a lot of potential in the contest, but it's going to be tough to see if he could actually pull all that potential out against somebody as big as Clark.
It seems he always starts well, but just never really gets over the hump. And shows his true strength. Maybe this could be the year. I think if you're going with a conservative pick, you definitely say Clark. But for myself, I picked Boss in my bracket, and I think I'm still favoring him at this point.
I've got Boss to win my bracket, so I'm favoring Boss on this one.
Yep. And
I have Clark to win, so I'll favor him.
Okay, well, that's kind of interesting. So we got two Boss, one Clark, and we actually picked all of them to win in our brackets. But yet on the other side, we got these two powerhouses in Shade and Mathice. It seems too hard to say, but is either of them the underdog heading into that one come, or is it still a 50-50 like it was last year?
I would say that Mathice is the underdog only because of the first two matches being a little bit closer for him. And against a little bit weaker competition, I guess you could say, maybe in the first round. The second round, SZ against Air and MG, they're probably about the same as far as contest strength. Mm-hmm. But I think Shade is just, he has too much going for him in the contest, and he hasn't been very active in the games lately, other than playing randomly and telling us he's almost getting on tides or something. I don't pay attention to PD either. But Shade just looks way too strong.
Fal, would you agree? Is Shade the favorite in 2006?
I wouldn't like to say. I mean, last year, I think Shade won the title by only 1 point.
Mm-hmm.
And I think it's all going to depend whether any Shade voters side towards Mathice this time. I mean, to be honest, it could go either way.
I think this will be interesting, too, because the championship match last year was for 2 days. And this match in the final four, if it happens, Shade against Mathice, will only be 1 day.
Oh, okay.
It'll be interesting to see if... One, if we get the same turnout. I mean, we had a huge turnout last year in the championship, but we've had some huge turnouts this year. So to have an equivalent turnout, which would be, probably about 115 votes or so, mm-hmm. if you make an equivalent from last year to this year.
Yep.
It'll be interesting to see if we get that many votes, if enough people will come out to vote, and then it'll be interesting to see what the breakdowns are. I think if we get that many votes, then Shade pretty much has it in the bag, because it'll be a lot of the newer votes. But if the vote total stays lower, then Mathice might have a chance with the old school.
Mm-hmm. 3 days ago, I would have told you that Shade is still the favorite there, but 64% in 64 votes in the second round and against a quality opponent like MG, who was just, collecting votes only a week ago, that really blew me away to be that strong, so...
You've got to think, though, if you were taking the votes for that matchup, would Shade have taken a lot more votes against SZ?
I think he would have.
I think he would have as well.
Yeah, so that could have turned out a similar scoreline.
Mm-hmm.
Let's see. The highest vote getters in the second round were Mathice with 64, Boss with 57, then Wool, myself, and Snap. So I think it shows that Boss and Mathice are really strong this year, even with Mathice being pretty inactive and Boss not playing nearly as much as he had in previous years.
Mm-hmm.
But it's definitely, a lot of these matches are way too close this year. It's really hard to predict.
Yeah. I guess I favor Matt a little bit there, but it's just hard to put Shade and Underdog in the same sentence after the way he's performed so far past expectations, basically 3 years in a row, he's been a huge force in the contest. So, regardless of who gets through there, would you say that the Shade Matt winner is going to be taking the championship in the final come?
Yeah, I think that's pretty much a given right now. Either one of them would match up against pretty much anybody on the other side extremely well. If you go back to think about it being Clark or Boss, Shade would match up against Clark and Boss pretty well. Clark might have a shot if it was against Shade. Matthias and Clark had an extremely good match. What was that? 2004, I think?
I believe
in
so.
In the third round, I think, maybe? Because I think that could be another really close match, but I still think that either Matthias or Shade are going to be able to take it.
Fal, you picked Boss in your bracket. Are you holding to that, or do you think that the other side of the bracket is going to take it now?
I'm going to still hold to both Boss. Matthias and Shade are strong, but I think Boss will just take it basically because of the achievement as of late, being the dual champ. I'm not ruling out that Matthias or Shade might win, but I think Boss might just take it.
Yeah, and if you go strictly by percentage, Boss's 71% was the most impressive showing in the second round, and against obviously a very quality opponent in Sterling, although he won't do much with the new school, still should have been a major OS force. So, very impressive. Let's change gears a little bit. Come, what would you say is the most surprising result of the contest so far in your eyes? Which result just got you a little bit stunned when you saw it in the results topic?
Strangely, I'm going to have to go with Neo against YE in the second round.
Okay.
That was... I really thought Neo would have a shot at taking that one. Not just because of his comeback, but his strength in the contests in 2004 and then 2005. He had a bad match against Matthias, but I thought he had a pretty decent matchup against YE as far as the voting categories would go, and I was really surprised that it was that big of a win for Ryan.
Fal, which was the biggest shocker for you so far this contest?
Mine would have been Goose against Marsh. Okay. I knew Goose would get a good following, but I didn't expect him to take it against Marsh, because after all, Marsh is making all these game FAQs and all that stuff. Marsh is such a popular guy. Marsh is such a popular guy, and I never expected Goose to win that.
Mm-hmm. After
myself against Fro was the surprise too.
Yes.
Yeah, that was a surprise as well.
Fro should have won. Fro always wins.
I still say Come Fro is the most surprising result to me, just because of what happened with Shade the year before and then turning into Come, having that huge swing. Most surprising upset, though, of course, I gotta say Goose against Marsh. And I don't know, I still don't really understand that match, because we'd seen earlier where Goose would start out so well with the Chad and the new school, and then Marsh just was such a force, always in past contests, coming down the stretch with the old school. And for some reason, the old school either wasn't there or voted Goose, just enough to keep his head above water. And, yeah,
maybe
that really
shocked.
Maybe
they thought he had AIDS or something. Maybe they thought he was the kid with AIDS. Ryan White.
Could be.
Was that AIDS or leukemia or one of those?
It looks a little more leukemia to me than... I guess either is possible.
I forget. I remember watching a video about it in, sixth grade.
The other one that surprised me was how well Illu did on Sam, but you know, to preface that, I've always not had a lot of faith in Illu, I guess, just because I don't follow
too much faith in Sam.
I've always had too much faith in Sam. You know, I'm a big Sam guy, but Illu, I actually, you know, I gave Garrett a legit chance at taking him out, and that just didn't pan out. But I didn't learn my lesson, and I thought Sam, old school, against Illu, he'll have a shot there, and it didn't turn out that way at all. 57% to Illu. So,
what happened to your dark horse pick of QB too? That had to be a shock for you.
It was until I saw Wouter in the first round. Then I, well, wait, no, 65% on info. That is impressive.
And that's with info telling people to vote.
Yeah.
Against
oh
him.
Yeah, that was. Yeah.
So I think you made that dark horse pick after that match too.
No, I made it heading in. That was the first podcast. We can go back and
review
the records. Yeah, I don't know. I thought Wouter did better there, but I guess it wasn't that impressive. 52 votes. I guess QB Wes, I would have needed to see a little bit more out of QB for him to still feel confident in my dark horse heading into the second round there.
Yeah, I was shocked how many votes Wes actually got in that match.
How many votes who got?
Wes
did? 43? Wes. Yeah. Yeah,
43.
Yeah. Well, I would have been shocked by that, except that Sterling had just did 55 on FW, who, you know, looked well last year. So, okay. I think we pretty much have covered everything heading into round three, heading into the final stretch of the contest here. Anything else you'd like to bring up, come, as we head out?
No, not really.
Fal, any last thoughts?
I can't think of anything now.
Okay. One thing I'd like to mention is that don't forget, we're wrapping up in the Elite Contest. There is a kart contest going on as well that's going very well. Sully and Mark are in charge of that, and they're doing a very good job getting 70 to 80 votes every day.
There's a contest on NGC Elites too, but their forms keep getting hacked, so it keeps going down.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, so. I know FW has been frustrated with how that's been going. So if it's
game FAQs contest,
Game Facts has been
FAQs
has been very interesting this year. The series contest, so that's something to check out. And then the other thing that's going on right now in the Elite is that we're getting our voter, our ranker machine going. And currently, by the time you see this podcast, we'll have it open to the public to vote on the Sweet 16 from this contest and to cast your own ratings. And I think it'll be interesting to see how that turns out when we get a lot of votes in.
It's about the worst idea John's ever had. So you guys know.
It was pretty fun when we met people messing around with it, but I think it was kind of a lying table, because I think, like, say, there were me at top and there's people like Map Ice at bottom. I mean, that didn't really make any sense.
Yeah, well, I think that was just because there were, you know, four or five people really voting at the time. I think it'll be really interesting to see when we get the whole Elite going. And the idea is that that's a system that can be easily ported to whatever kind of rankings you'd want to see.
It's like the Elite version of Pod or Not.
It is. Yes, it very much is. And me and Sam were talking about that.
I put our pictures on there once, didn't I?
Yes, you did. Yep. I got a 9.7.
You're making that up.
Nope. Check
I'm
the records.
I'm going to find it now.
Check the chat logs.
I'll find it. Yeah, probably a 9.7 after the first, like, three votes.
Maybe. I don't know.
Your sister. OD.
No, it was interesting. All the leaders were doing much better than I expected. And I think, didn't Mikers win using Sukram's pick?
Sukram.
Is it? I pronounce it Sukram.
Okay.
Sukram. Marcus's pick.
I believe it was Hogwarts. That's too long ago for me to forget.
Okay.
Or remember.
So, yeah, there's all kinds of ideas like that where hot or not or whatever could come up. But
I remember Link, you put the pick of, what was it, Donkey Kong?
For Lanky? Yeah. But I think that got taken down because they wanted real picks. That so was that awesome. That got moderated. But anyways, so very exciting contests going on and cool side projects going. So that's all from us here for TEI4. So if you guys would like to say goodbye.
Bye.
Bye.
Goodbye, and we'll see you for TEI5 probably in a week or so. So TEI signing off.